RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan weather was brought to you by Myers Law Group. That's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Depending on where you are located, some precipitation in the area. It's 39 degrees right now. And that winter weather advisory is still in effect until 3 p.m. So I don't know what it's like where you're located in the greater Pittsburgh area. But if you're out and about, please be cautious. One more hour with me, Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Joe Starkey, who is filling in for the PM team. Yes, you heard that correctly. Joe is next from 2 to 6. We go out to the fan hotline right now. And back to the Steelers beat we go with PennLive.com's Nick Farabaugh. Nick, as I punch you through here, guess what just got underway and is on our TV here in the studio?
Don't tell me it's the Game Above Sports Bowl.
You're darn tootin'. It is the Game Above Sports Bowl. Central Michigan and Northwestern, and I am about three quarters away from getting some flashbacks and not good ones.
Oh man, don't remind me of last year. Don't remind me of that Toledo game, man. I still flashbacks of Darius Alexander, big man, tutting it off a pick. Okay.
Yep. And then the 2-point conversion extravaganza. The stat of the day was that, we had Stephen Thompson on in the last hour, and he thinks that the trend will be broken. But in the era of, like, you know, common bowls when Pitt can play or a Power 4 team can play against a non-Power 4 team in a bowl game, Pitt's lost like 5 of those games, and they have never beaten a non-Power conference team in a bowl game by more than one possession.
Yeah. I remember that EMU game in the same, what used to be the Little Caesars Bowl, now the Game Bowl Sports Bowl. I remember that. Mike Glass, I remember him punching Paris Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy game, but yeah, no, Pitt never seems to really get up for these games, but ECU's like missing like their top receiver, top quarterback, top running back, top tight end. Like, they're missing all their big pieces, so you'd hope they'd be able to break the trend this year.
You'd hope. Pitt minus 10. All right, to the Steelers now, the team that you cover, and when you talk about missing pieces, the one question I asked Ray Fittipaldo a few hours ago was about Jalen Ramsey, who kind of popped up on the injury report out of nowhere, it seemed, with an illness yesterday. What do you guys anticipate you'll see from Mr. Ramsey today, if at all?
I don't know if he's going to practice today. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't. These illnesses generally are a 1 or 2 day thing, so he might be DNP. That wouldn't be a surprise at all. Now, he won't be listed as out because of that, but are we probably going to see a questionable designation for him? I bet. My guess is, though, as long as it's not, you know, whatever Cole Holcomb had, which had him out for 3 weeks, something just serious here, we'll probably see Jalen Ramsey play as long as it matters. Perhaps if he's really under the weather, we don't see him play, especially if they clinch. I think that scenario is kind of likely, but right now I'm kind of expecting him to be questionable for Sunday, and I'm expecting him to play. But that's obviously with a bunch of factors not withstanding and staying in place.
What about a potential Nick Herbig return? James Pierre, how is the rest of the injury report shaking out? Who do you anticipate maybe coming back or being out at least one more week?
So I do anticipate we'll see Nick Herbig out there. I think we may even see Herbig even if they clinch with a Ravens loss on Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised at that. I don't think we're going to see T.J. Watt this week. I think this was a ramp-up week, just trying to get him into football shape. I think he will be back next week if they need him. If not, he can have two ramp-up weeks, in which case I think he'll look good in the playoffs. I don't anticipate James Pierre this week. Again, I think that is a ramp-up week. I think he'll get one more week to heal from the calf issue. The one I haven't been able to kind of put my finger on, I don't know if we're going to see Isaac Seumalo. I think he could play this week. I guess it's probably going to come down to if they need him or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do need him. If the Ravens win, we see Isaac Seumalo back. So I do think Herbig's an in. I think Seumalo will probably be in if needed. I think the other two are going to be out. I also don't expect Brandon Echols or Calvin Austin to play in this game.
That's Nick Faribault. He covers the Steelers for PennLive.com. All right, Nick, as we shift gears here, I wasn't able to talk to Ray about this a couple hours ago because it didn't happen yet. Since this press conference, if we want to call it that, with this Lions fan, Ryan Kennedy, and his legal team, the guy that got DK Metcalf to swing at him on Sunday, this press conference, quote-unquote, took place. It seemed like that if you were able to tune in virtually, you only heard like half of it because the guy had the mic muted for the first half of, if we want to actually call it a press conference. But if you were able to tune in at all, what were your main takeaways from this guy coming out and trying to explain his side of the story, it seems, with the incident with Metcalf on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a weird situation because, as you mentioned, yes, he did have his mic muted. On top of that I don't think people realize is, you know, we were sitting there, I think it was about 30 reporters online. There were a few in person that asked questions first. And they go, do you have any questions to people online? Put your questions in the chat. Well, the chat was disabled. They couldn't hear us, and so they just shut it down, thinking we had no questions. It was like the weirdest clown show of an event. I feel like this is just like a lost the plot event. Like, DK Metcalf should not have done what he did. But also, this fan is probably kind of in it for the flames of it all.
Sure.
The Stokes of it all. I'm sure that's part of it, too. I mean, they didn't even announce a lawsuit. I think that was the big thing, is it's not necessarily 100% going to happen that they're going to sue DK Metcalf. We'll see if they get to that point. But that's not a certainty. Some other things that stuck out to me were that they have reached out to DK Metcalf's representatives to try and get DK to basically say a public statement that he didn't say those things, that Kennedy never said a racial slur or the C word. That is something that has definitely come up a few times. And then the other thing was, you know, they talked about kind of the past incidents, which is, you know, hey, DK Metcalf did report this guy previously. And now, hey, did he actually get investigated for that? They said, yes, he did, and Kennedy got cleared. So, I mean, I guess there were a few things from it, but I don't know, man. A lot of it feels like it's theatrics. So if you like some WWE-style promos and things like that, I mean, this guy called him to Kalen in the press conference instead of Mr. Metcalf. There's just things in there, man.
Now, is it one of those things virtually, like, so that you said, because obviously Zoom, and I think we've all become accustomed to Zoom meetings, especially during the pandemic, but if the chat was disabled, was it one of those things where, like, a lot of the reporters in the Zoom call, like, had their virtual hand raised, that, like you got the sense that there were multiple questions that other people wanted to ask that weren't able to be asked?
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, so here's the thing, Jack. Some of the reporters, because these guys were basically saying, do you have any questions? They were unmuting themselves and saying, hey, the chat's disabled. We cannot type the questions in the chat. So if you can hear us, just answer us one by one, and they couldn't even hear it. So the audio wasn't even working from the Zoom to these guys. So it was a whole ruckus, a whole mess. We missed literally basically the whole opening statement outside of Ryan Kennedy's one-minute statement. It was a real mess to really be run down. And if you wanted to set the record straight, you know, you better make sure I think that the Zoom audio works. I think that would be a good start to that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, well, on that note, let's move on because I don't think we should waste much more on what that was, and I apologize that you had to go through it. As far as Sunday is concerned, so let's say that the Ravens lose on Saturday, right? And obviously the Steelers are preparing all week to play the Browns, and when you prepare to play a team, you prepare to play a team with your best players unless, like, it's clinched. By the time that the Steelers find out whether or not they have the AFC North locked up on Saturday night, I feel like it's too late to say, oh, all of a sudden, let's play our starters on or our backups on Sunday because 11 o'clock at night, the Ravens lose. So how much, if any, does it change Sunday if the Ravens do lose on Saturday? Or is it just kind of status quo for the Steelers and Cleveland on Sunday if they already have the division locked up and then you go about resting guys week 18?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they'll sit some guys. Like, I think, you know, say Amalo's questionable, for example, you'll just sit him another week. Maybe you don't play Aaron Rodgers because, you know, you feel like Rudolph got enough reps and he's all good. You know, maybe you don't play Jaylen Warren as much just because he's got a hip issue. You give more Caleb Johnson snaps. I think Caleb Johnson's probably going to be active this week. So that'll probably be something you can look. Like, there's just tweaks you can make, but the other thing is, you know, you can't really divvy up who you want to bring up off the practice squad because the practice squad elevations have to be done the day before. So, you know, like, if you wanted to sit Cam Hayward, you could, but you'd have to bring up maybe another defensive lineman to supplement that. They're just not going to be able to do that. So I don't think you're going to see a whole-scale dismantling of it. I think, you know, maybe you don't see as much Jaylen Warren. Maybe say Amalo won't play. Maybe Rodgers sits. I don't think Rodgers would sit much, though. I just don't think it's smart to sit a guy two straight games. I think that is begging for rust to come into play. So I don't think we would see the full-on scale thing that people think we would see. Like, I think there's a lot of people think, you know, Rodgers, Hayward, Ramsey, maybe even Queen, like down to that level would all sit. And maybe you would see their snap scaled back, but I think they'd still play a good bit just because you're talking about when the Steelers do end up, and you mentioned this, when they do find out if they clinch, man, it's going to be midnight. They're going to be sleeping.
Yeah.
So Mike T's going to wake up in the morning and just have to make some decisions there. But I don't think it's going to be some drastic stuff. I think week 18, if they do clinch, is probably going to be, you know, like Will Howard, Caleb Johnson, Rome Wilson. That will be the real show of young players more so than this week.
Last question for Nick Faribault at PennLive.com because they've got to get into the locker room and get set for potentially TJ Watt being available to the media, the rest of the team being available to the media. Nick, other than Myles Garrett, who's really good, we all know that, is there any aspect of the Browns that the Steelers and Steelers fans should be concerned about? Like, oh, they might go up there and lay an egg?
I mean, there's a few things. I think the rest of that pass rush is pretty underrated. Like, Alex Wright's a really good player. They have a few good defensive tackles now. Mason Graham, obviously, the biggest one of those. Schlesinger, I think, is really good. And I think a lot of people will point to, like, the last 2 or 3 weeks and say, well, the Browns' defense isn't as good as you think, but they also didn't have Denzel Ward. Denzel Ward's going to play this week. So the Steelers are going to be without DK Metcalf. It's just going to look a little different. I think that Browns' defense is where you should be concerned. If they could just take over the game, force 2 turnovers, get short fields for Shedeur Sanders in that offense, that's where you're really in trouble. Offensively, I mean, I'm just not that concerned. You know, Shedeur did do a nice job last week of staying on schedule, not taking bad sacks. But that's been a thing on his tape since college and for most of this year when he's been playing. The real thing offensively I think you have to be concerned about is Harold Fannin. Fannin's been playing really well, especially if you don't have Ramsey. Like, if he is out, Harold Fannin definitely is an issue. Because, I mean, at that point, you're talking about Deshaun Jameson starting in the slot. So that's, I think, something to keep an eye on offensively. But really, I think the kind of formula for the Browns to win this is very similar to the way they won 2 years ago in Cleveland when DTR was the starter. Dink and dunk, quick passes, put up, you know, 16 points and hope you can hold the Steelers to really under that, 13, you know, 10 points, something like that. Hope the Steelers offense lays a stinker and win that way in a grindy, sloppy game.
There he goes, Nick Faribault, Steelers beat writer for PennLive.com. All right, Nick, appreciate you as always. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I will talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays, brother. I appreciate you.
There he goes, Nick Faribault, PennLive.com. I don't think we hear from TJ Watt today. Do you?
I do not.
No, I think that there is just so... I think it was important for Watt to get back to practice in whatever limited capacity he could, and we've seen that the last couple of days, and I think that's obviously all he's been focused on. And with it being such a potential health scare, I mean, let's just call it what it was. It was a scary situation for the dude. I think that they spent a majority of the time since the incident with the dry needling took place to just focus on him, like, being okay. And they, again, I'm not, this is just me totally theorizing, but I think it's like one of those situations where now him and his team are just kind of finally start, because there's just so many, it seems like there's just so many legal layers to this thing. And I think priority number one was recovery and making sure he's all good. And priority two was, okay, how do we come out and how do we answer these questions? And I don't know if he'll be prepared is prepared to do that just yet.
They're definitely being as careful as possible about the whole thing. They have been the whole time. And what a big deal it is that the Steelers have won 3 games, you know, since that's occurred. So I think that might have helped brush some things away a little bit too.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. And it's a football Friday without Greensburg's own Donnie Football. He's typically here every Friday, but it's the holiday season. Donnie's off. And those football Fridays are brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Steiter and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, my Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026. So here's how this is going to go. I will offer up 5 of them after I hear from you at 412-928-9370. Your last chance to get on the horn, because we're going to do our pick segment at the end of the show, and then it's bye-bye to Joe Starkey, for Joe Starkey. What's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? 412-928-9370. We'll hear from you. You'll hear mine. That's coming up next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.